was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment.
Touching.
Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car.
She doesn't have to worry.
About paying my mortgage.
She doesn't have to worry.
If I help him, he's going to help me.
Like they do in Chicago. You grease my palm, I'll grease yours. Welcome. Look in his eyes. What do you see in those eyes? I don't see much. Oh, the cult of personality. He knows your anger. Oh, he knows your dreams. He has been everything you want to be. He's been an unemployed lawyer. He's been a community organizer. He's been an unemployed lawyer. He's been a community organizer. He's been an unemployed lawyer. Oh, yeah, and he was a senator for 2 whole years. Holy shit. But he's the Messiah. And what else do you need other than being the Messiah? I mean, shit. He's the Messiah. He walks on water. He wins a Nobel Prize. He won a fucking Nobel Prize. A Nobel Peace Prize for things he might do in the future. What? I mean, you can't be more Messiah than that. He's the first person, as far as I know, who has ever won a Nobel Prize for things they might do in the future. Oh my God. He is the smiling face on the TV. He's good at that. He's good at getting on television and smiling. He exploits you, and you people still fucking love him. 1 + 1 = 3. That's Messiah math. $11.7 trillion debt. It's fiscal responsibility. Messiah math. How's him corporate bailouts doing? Oh, it's okay though, because he's the cult of personality. And when he comes on TV and smiles, everything's okay, because we have change. We have hope. We have hope for the change. For the change of the hope. For the Nobel Prize. For what he might do in the future. What might he do in the future? We know what he's going to do in the future. Only you. Only you can be set free by the Messiah. This is Cult of Personality number 2. It's the 27th of December 2009. The Messiah is sending more troops to Afghanistan. Oh, wait. Who was it who said the Messiah was going to send more troops to Afghanistan? Oh, I'm pretty fucking sure it was me, the Great One himself. Did you motherfuckers listen? No. Oh, no. You saw the fucking little cards that said hope and change on them and the poster, you know, with the little red, white, and blue thingy that the artist did. The artist who ripped off the photo and then got in trouble for it. But it's okay, because you can violate copyright when you're a fucking liberal Democrat, because liberal Democrats are sensitive and compassionate, and they care about hope and change, and they can do no wrong, because anything you do in support of the Messiah can never be wrong. Never be wrong. This is Cult of Personality number 2. I am the Great One himself. Cult of Personality is brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We look at it on the internet at 204eastsouth.com/CLS. You can email us being myself, and the lovely and adorable Randy, who is in the control room. You can email us by sending an email to god@204eastsouth.com. That's God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, god@204eastsouth.com. The Messiah did his speech on Afghanistan, and we're going to do the speech. But first of all, so many of you out there, you're surprised. You're running around. The Messiah, he's sending more troops to Afghanistan. What's going on? All right, listen, people. I hate the Messiah possibly more than anybody else on the planet Earth. Okay, but Hussein Obama, the first and the second, has never lied to you on this. Hussein Obama, the first and the second, at no point in the campaign did he ever say he was going to withdraw the troops from Afghanistan. In fact, he made it very clear that he intended to say more. Let me read to you from the Blueprint for Change, a document which I actually read cover to cover. Many of you who voted for Hussein Obama the first and the second obviously did not read this document cover to cover because you're surprised by the fact that he's sending more troops to Afghanistan. Which is rather like being surprised that the sun is round, hot, and far away. I bet you people are surprised when you take a shower and you discover the water is wet. Oh my gosh. Right. It says here in the Blueprint for Change, it says terrorism. Obama will fight terrorism and protect America with a comprehensive strategy that finishes the fight in Afghanistan, cracks down on the Al-Qaeda safe haven in Pakistan, develops new capacities and international partnerships, engages the world to dry up support for extremism, and reaffirms American values. Do you say, it does not say he will withdraw, it says he will finish the fight in Afghanistan. Finishing the fight in Afghanistan does not mean pulling the troops out without completing it. Finishing the fight in Afghanistan means continuing the war until the war is complete. But since there's no way of knowing when or how or if that war is complete, we're going to be there for a long time. Notice it also says, cracks down on the Al-Qaeda safe haven in Pakistan. Who has been telling you? Who is telling you again? Hussein Obama is going to send American troops into Pakistan. I know, you think I'm only saying this because I'm racist. Time will prove me right. He has said he's going to do this. He's going to do this. He is itching so badly to get American troops into Pakistan, he can't even fucking walk in a straight line. Now, did Hussein Obama lie to you about Iraq? Yes, he did. Is anybody calling him on Iraq? Right here it says, in the Blueprint for Change, on page 55, bringing our troops home. Obama will immediately begin to remove our troops from Iraq. Let me read that sentence to you again for those of you who voted for Obama and are fucking illiterate, stupid, cocksucking motherfuckers. Obama will immediately begin to remove our troops from Iraq. Now, I don't know, maybe Hussein Obama the first and the second has a different definition of the word immediately than I do, because after all, I'm racist, right? So maybe my definition of the word immediately is, of course, the racist definition of immediately. Where I come from, if I say I'm going to immediately do something, this doesn't mean 10 months later I'm still going to be fucking around without having done anything. That's not the definition of immediately that I'm familiar with. But I understand, though, those of you who voted for Hussein Obama, the first and the second, you can't look up the meaning of words in the dictionary because you can't hold a book in front of your face because Obama's abdomen is right there because his dick is in your mouth and you're sucking it off. All right? I understand the whole definition of words thing. It's really confusing when you're a stupid fucking liberal Democrat. Okay, let me read this entire paragraph. Obama will immediately begin to remove our troops from Iraq. He will remove 1 to 2 combat brigades each month and have all our combat brigades out of Iraq within 16 months. Obama will make it clear that we will not build any permanent bases in Iraq. He will keep some troops in Iraq to protect our embassy and diplomats. If Al-Qaeda attempts to build a base within Iraq, he will keep troops in Iraq or elsewhere in the region to carry out targeted strikes on Al-Qaeda. At some point, perhaps, I'll talk about all the permanent bases which are being built by the United States military in Iraq, but that is not relevant to what we're talking about now. What we are talking about now is the Messiah. The One. Saddam Hussein Obama, the first and the second. The first affirmative action president, the second coming of Jesus. and his speech on Afghanistan. I'm serious, and we'll see how much of this I get. Randy's telling me this. All right, let me just read the fucking speech and respond. I'm not reading all of the speech. Here is what he has to say in his little speech to Afghanistan, which we'll have the video up on here also. Many people in the United States and many in partner countries that have sacrificed so much have a simple question. What is our purpose in Afghanistan? After so many years, they ask, why do our men and women still fight and die there? They deserve a straightforward answer. Yes, they do deserve a straightforward answer. The odds of them getting one from you are, of course, zero, because you're a fucking politician. You're a lying sack of shit. So let me be clear. Al-Qaeda and its allies, the terrorists who planned and supported the 9/11 attacks, are in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Multiple intelligence estimates have warned that Al-Qaeda is actively planning attacks on the U.S. homeland from its safe haven in Pakistan. Now, point number one. Notice he said Al-Qaeda and its allies, blah, blah, are in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Who has been telling you? Who? That Hussein Obama, the first and the second, is so anxious to get American troops in Pakistan, he is about to piss his pants. Who's been telling you that? That's right. The Great One himself. For those of you who can't read the writing on the wall, are in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And now, isn't it convenient that after the Messiah gives this speech about how the terrorists are still there planning attacks, why isn't it convenient that there was a thwarted attempt by a terrorist to blow up an airplane? Isn't that convenient? Wow. I wonder if the people who think George Bush masterminded 9/11, I wonder if those people are going to be able to make any connection here. 8 years without any terrorist attacks, and Hussein Obama gives a speech about why we need to send more troops to Afghanistan, and suddenly there's a terrorist attack. What a coincidence. Wow. Blah, 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 blah. For the American people, this border region has become the most dangerous place in the world. Referring to the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Yes, the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan is, quote, the most dangerous place in the world, unquote, for the American people. If that's the most dangerous place in the world for the American people, do you really think the Messiah is not going to send American troops there? To the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which would include territory in both Afghanistan and Pakistan? Who is it that's been telling you since before Hussein Obama, the first and the second, was even elected? Who has been telling you that he is going to send troops into Pakistan? That's right, the Great One himself. When he sends the troops into Pakistan, I am not going to be able to shut the fuck up. And all you goddamn fucking idiot little fucking cocksucking peaceniks who voted for this asshole on the fucking peace platform, I'd really like to know, how are you just... Well, actually, we'll read some. It's amazing how you fucking peaceniks are justifying this. All right, back to the speech. So I want the American people to understand that we have a clear and focused goal to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to prevent their return to either country in the future. There it is again. Pakistan. He's going to prevent their return to... How? How? You can't prevent people from coming into the United States from Mexico. You can't prevent the terrorists from getting into the United States. How are you going to prevent People, fucking think about this. I know you're stupid. I know you're fucking stupid. How is the Messiah going to prevent people from going into the country of Pakistan? The federal government spends billions and billions of dollars trying to prevent people from coming into the United States from Mexico. And it's a failure. It's a complete fucking failure. You people think the fucking Messiah is going to prevent people who are terrorists from getting into the country of Pakistan? How can you believe this horse shit? How exactly is he going to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda in Pakistan? That is not a clear and focused goal. This is not a fucking military... I was in the fucking military. Somebody came to me and said, we want you to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan. That is not a fucking clear military goal. That is not going to happen. That is a recipe for fucking disaster. To achieve our goals, we need a stronger, smarter, and comprehensive strategy. To focus on the greatest threat to our people, America must no longer deny resources to Afghanistan because of the war in Iraq. Right, and how many troops have been withdrawn from Iraq? Zero. When is the Messiah going to start withdrawing the troops? They were going to be withdrawn immediately, according to the Blueprint for Change. All right, Messiah. Let's get the troops out of Iraq. When's that going to happen? And notice how nobody is asking the Messiah these questions. Nobody sees this shit, apparently, except for I, the Great One. The rest of you, know your heads are too far up your asses. You can't tell what the fuck's going on around you, can you? All right, back to the speech. The people of Pakistan. Again, here it is. Pakistan. The war is in. The troops are in Afghanistan, aren't they? What does Pakistan have to do? I'm telling you, God, you fuck. The people of Pakistan want the same things that we want. An end to terror. Access to basic services. I'm trying to read this without laughing. The opportunity to live their dreams and the security that can only come with the rule of law. The single greatest threat to that future comes from Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies. And that is why we must stand together. Now, the greatest threat to the people of Pakistan comes from the United States of America sending troops over there. It is important for the American people to understand that Pakistan, there it is again. Remember, this is a speech about why he's sending more troops to Afghanistan. But all he's talking about is Pakistan. Gee, I wonder if he's going to send troops to Pakistan anytime soon. You know, he's got to do a little extra to get that Nobel Peace Prize. Wait, he's already got it. He's got to do a little extra to justify the Nobel Peace Prize. It is important for the American people to understand that Pakistan needs our help in going after Al-Qaeda. This is no simple task. The tribal regions are vast, rugged, and often ungoverned. That is why we must focus our military assistance on tools, training, and support that Pakistan needs to root out the terrorist. After years of mixed results, we will not provide a blank check. Pakistan must demonstrate its commitment to rooting out Al-Qaeda and the violent extremists within its borders, and we will insist that action be taken one way or the other when we have intelligence about high-level terrorist targets. Sounds just like Vietnam. We went to Vietnam. No, we weren't going to go in there and fight the war for them. No. Why? Because Vietnam was vast, forest, and often ungoverned. Hold on. Needed a drink of water there. No. We were going to provide the Vietnamese military with military assistance and tools and training and support that they needed to root out the Viet Cong. We weren't going to get involved in the ground war. No. We're just sending in military advisors. Does anybody Does anybody fucking remember the past? Does anybody remember how Vietnam escalated? Oh, we're just sending in a few military advisors. We're just gonna help them out, you know. Training. We'll send them some food, some medical supplies. We're not getting involved in a war. No, no, no. To help Pakistan weather the economic crisis. Apparently there's no concern with helping Afghanistan weather the economic crisis. No, fuck Afghanistan. I mean, I don't know what he's got against Afghanistan, but apparently he doesn't give a fuck about Afghanistan. He's not going to help them with their economic... To help Pakistan weather the economic crisis, we must continue to work with the IMF, the World Bank, and other economic partners. Why? We don't have any fucking money. Hussein Obama the first and the second. We have an $11.7 trillion debt. What? We don't have any money to help other countries with their lack of money. A campaign against extremism will not succeed with bullets or bombs alone. Al-Qaeda offers the people of Pakistan nothing but destruction. We will stand for something different. So today I am calling upon Congress to pass a bipartisan bill sponsored by John Kerry and Richard Lugar that authorizes $1.5 billion in direct support to the Pakistani people every year over the next 5 years. Resources that will build schools, roads, and hospitals and strengthen Pakistan's democracy. Let me stop there. Notice the liberal mind. Money is what strengthens democracy. $1.5 billion for the next 5 years. Yes, because we have money to just. Yeah, there's plenty of fun. What the fuck is $1.5 billion when you have an $11.7 trillion debt? Right? Fuck it. We're going to build roads and schools and hospitals and all this other shit that... You know, where are the people? Where are the liberals? Shouldn't we be building those things here? You would think the liberal Democrats would be mentioning this. I'm also calling on Congress to pass a bipartisan bill co-sponsored by Maria Cantwell, Chris Van Hollen, and Peter Hoekstra that creates opportunity zones in the border region to develop the economy and bring hope to places plagued by violence. They're going to create opportunity zones to bring hope. I'm fucking speechless. What is an opportunity zone? Why does creating one cost money? And how? Oh, for the fucking love of God, who doesn't even exist, tell me, how does a fucking opportunity zone, whatever the fuck that is, bring hope? But the American people must understand that this is a down payment on our own future. Ooh, there's a clue. This is a down payment. Now, for those of you out there who actually have jobs and work, do productive things and receive money for it, and then have the ability to go out and purchase things, you know what a down payment is. Those of you who voted for Hussein Obama the first and the second, those of you who are on welfare, you don't know what a down payment is because you've never purchased anything, because you don't have any money, because you don't need money, because the government provides you everything you need in order to sit at home and watch television and eat bonbons. Those of us with jobs who have actually worked in our life, we know what a down payment is. A down payment is a payment you make when you purchase something before you make the rest of the payments to complete. A down payment is only a small portion of the cost of what you're purchasing. So see, this $1.5 billion over the next 5 years, no, this is only a down payment. Oh, there's more. There's much, much more coming. At the same time, we will shift the emphasis of our mission to training. Right, like in Vietnam, training. At the same time, we will shift the emphasis of our mission to training and increase the size of Afghan security forces so they can eventually take the lead in securing the country. Yes, just like we were going to do in Vietnam. This is how we will prepare Afghans to take responsibility for their security and how we will ultimately be able to bring our troops home. Yes, because it worked so well in Vietnam and Korea, for that matter. We're still in Korea. We are still in Korea. And, just not like I haven't pointed this out before, but I'm going to say it one more time because I can't. Bring the troops home. Bullshit. People, we still have American troops in Europe protecting Europe from the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union hasn't existed for 20 fucking years. Now, do you really think we're going to pull the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan? No. We still have troops in Europe. We still have troops in Korea. The only reason we don't still have troops in Vietnam is because they kicked our asses. Afghanistan. Now finally he starts talking about Afghanistan. Afghanistan has an elected government, but it is undermined by corruption and has difficulty delivering basic services to its people. Oh, you mean like the government in the United States? Last time I checked, our government is undermined by corruption and is having a very difficult time delivering basic services. Well, Hussein Obama the First and the Second is certainly a fucking expert on that, isn't he? The economy is undercut by a booming narcotics trade that encourages criminality and funds the insurgency. Yes, just like in America, we have a war on drugs, which creates a booming narcotics trade, which, according to Hussein Obama and the government, funds terrorism. Hey, you want to eliminate the funding for terrorism? Legalize drugs. The price drops. The terrorists no longer make money selling drugs. They don't have funding anymore. Oh, imagine that. Oh, fuck. But no, we can't do that. Because we have to continue the war on drugs. Hey. Where's your fucking hope and your change, huh? Where's it at? All the dope-smoking hippies and all the drug legalization people who voted for Hussein Obama the First and the Second, where's your fucking change? To advance security, opportunity, and justice, not just in Kabul, but from the bottom up in the provinces, we need agricultural specialists and educators, engineers and lawyers. Yes, that's what Afghanistan needs the most from the United States. Lawyers. At a time of economic crisis, now this is where he's addressing the money part, I love this. At a time of economic crisis, it is tempting to believe that we can shortchange the civilian effort. But make no mistake, our efforts will fail in Afghanistan and Pakistan if we don't invest in their future. There it is again. Remember, this is a war about war. This is a speech about why he's sending more troops to Afghanistan. And there we are, talking about Pakistan again. Our efforts will fail in Afghanistan and Pakistan if we don't do more. And I want to be clear. We cannot turn a blind eye to the corruption that causes Afghans to lose faith in their own leaders. Instead, we will seek a new compact with the Afghan government that cracks down on corrupt behavior and sets clear benchmarks for international assistance so as to provide the needs used to provide for the needs of the Afghan people. How about not turning a blind eye to the corruption in our own government? Instead of corruption in our own government, I just watched the documentary Witch Hunt about all the people in California in the 80s who were falsely accused of child molesting and child abuse and satanic child sacrifice. The politicians who put them there, the politicians who put those people in prison when they were all innocent, those politicians, that DA, they're all still in power. How about the corruption in our government? Why don't you worry about that before you start worrying about Afghanistan and Pakistan? Going forward, we will not blindly stay the course. Right, because sending more troops into the war zone and not withdrawing any troops from Iraq, in Hussein Obama's mind, that's not staying the course. Wow. Going forward, we will not blindly stay the course. Instead, we will set clear metrics to measure progress and hold ourselves accountable. Like what he says here, we will measure the growth of Afghanistan's economy and its illicit narcotics production. All right, how do you measure illicit narcotics production? By definition, illicit narcotics production is done under the radar. Records are not kept. Reports are not made. Taxes are not paid on it. Government officials are not informed. Records are not made public. How exactly do you think you're going to measure the growth of an underground economy? This man, this fucking idiot that you people voted for, has no concept of anything. He thinks he is going to measure the growth of the illicit narcotics production in Afghanistan. How in the fuck can you people take this idiot seriously? Oh, we know the answer. We know the answer. That's number one. If you disagree with Hussein Obama, you're racist. We'll talk about that in enough. I've got some fucking clips where they outright say, if you disagree with Hussein, you are racist. Oh, I can't wait. And we're going to have to continue this because we're not even done with the speech yet, much less with all the bullshit from the people justifying Hussein Obama, the first and the second, the Messiah, the winner of a Nobel Peace Prize, sending more troops into the war zone, escalating the war, killing more people. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm just a racist. I just don't understand. He's the Messiah. He walks on water. He has a Nobel Peace Prize. He is the one. Oh, Messiah. You gave him fame. Power. Hell, he is your God. He is every person. He's every person you need to be. He is. He is the name. He's the cult. Cult of personality. Wow, you love it. I can see you on your knees right now. Oh, Messiah. Messiah. You're the one. Oh, the hope. Oh, the change.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
It's not that I want to punish your success. No, I just want to make sure that everybody who is behind
everybody,
you, that they've got a chance at success, too.
Chance,
when you spread the wealth around,
spread.
It's good for everybody.
It's good for everybody. Spread the wealth around.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national
civilian
security force
national,
that's just as powerful, just as strong.
We could deploy them to Afghanistan and Pakistan. They could be part of the down payment.